Some of the people before they head to work are heading to the polls, but not like a heavy line or anything like that. And you know, that might have to do with the fact that DC sends out these mail-in vote ballots to every resident in the district where they can fill out, mail it back, or put it in one of the many drop boxes. So it's kind of always a toss-up of if you're going to see a big turnout on actual election day or if everybody's already actually voted. Now, there are several races, obviously, that the district residents are going to be choosing. Obviously, president, but also some local races, some council member races. But in heavily blue, DC usually sways in one direction towards the Democratic Party. We do have some at-large seats. Ward 2 and Ward 4. Incumbents are running unopposed, so they pretty much locked up those races. And the Ward 7 and Ward 8 seats are also up. Now, kind of one of the more fascinating races that I think most people are kind of watching here in DC is Initiative 83, which, if passed, would approve ranked choice voting for all elections starting in the midterm elections and then also open up primaries. Right now, if you are a member of the Democratic Party, you can vote in Democratic primaries. Same thing with the Republicans. If it's passed, that means that anybody could actually vote in any primary that they want to. So I think most people are kind of looking at that race closely here in DC. In Northwest DC, Luke Lugert, WTOP News.